Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes showed us his best acting ability. Here he is talking about who planned the fake on 4th and 1.
I think it comes from all my State Farm commercials. No, I'm joking. The Nags actually came up with the idea. You know, we had talked about doing the hard count, trying to draw the teams off sides. And I can't remember who I watched do it a couple years ago, and they had said that, and so I was like, I'm going to use that as part of my acting to like try to get the defense just to relax a little bit. But at the end of the day, we just got to go get it. I thought the offensive line did a great job of driving off the ball, and then Kareem in those situations is money.
That was Patrick Mahomes talking about who planned the fake. We'll talk about that coming up at the top of the hour. Have the Chiefs. I mean, they just played with their food for basically 50 minutes. It was like the Chiefs realized pretty early on, like, oh, they can't really do anything to stop us. And the Chiefs were just out there just trying stuff. I mean, Gardner Minshew came in to run a trick play in the red zone. I mean, the Chiefs were just out there just doing anything in that game. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit, but I want to play this for you guys because we got a game 7 today. Now, I didn't know this. I looked this up and I learned this because in basketball, the home team in a game 7 has a significant advantage. In the NBA finals, the home team is 15-4 in game 7. In deciding games in the NBA playoffs, the home team wins around 65%. In Major League Baseball, it's 71-67 for the home team. So they have a slight advantage, but it's basically a coin flip today. We got a major sports day. We got 2 Monday Night Football games, and we also have a Game 7 in the American League Championship Series, and the winner goes on to play the Los Angeles Dodgers. We got a chance to catch up with Danny Wexelman for 5 good minutes, and we talked about that coin flip that is coming up later today in Toronto.
Yeah, and listen, a lot of the numbers this season have kind of gone out the window, right? To score first. Usually teams that do that have the edge. That hasn't really been the case here. The one that does stand out is teams that are out-homering their opponents. That one does stand out. The numbers are staggering. If you're hitting home runs more than your opponent does, you're winning the game much more than your opponent is. And it's interesting because the Jays lost their first 2 games at home, right? To start the series, they got home field advantage because they won the American League East. They had the best record. They got the bye, and then they got home field through the ALCS. And you would think that that would have given them the advantage. Seattle came in and absolutely took up real estate. Cal Raleigh owns real estate here in Toronto at this point. How well they played going back to Seattle, you would think that the tides would turn in their favor, and then they dropped their first 2 at home. And don't forget, their fan base hadn't seen an ALCS victory at home since the year 2000, right? I think we barely had internet at that point, if at all. And so they finally got their win at home, the game 5, right? And lead this series. So I wasn't really sure what would happen when we got back here for game 6, right? Seattle just 1 game away. And the fans were incredible in the game yesterday. The roof was closed. It was loud. Vlad Guerrero Jr. put on an absolute show. And we all, actually my entire crew on MLB Network Radio, picked the Jays to win. We felt like there could be a game seven. And these are the best two teams in the American League. It's not a surprise we've gotten here. But home field hasn't seemed to matter much. And that's an okay thing. It just sucks for the fans who pay a lot of money and would love to see their team win at home. But otherwise, that's good for the teams, right? Because that means that just because you go on the road doesn't mean it's impossible to win a game.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Wexelman, getting you ready for tonight's Game 7 in the ALCS. I mean, it makes a lot of sense here, but if you look at the Blue Jays, it's really been how well does Vladimir Guerrero Jr. perform in these games, and that'll tell you if they win or not. In the Blue Jays' six wins, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is 15 of 26 with 5 home runs, 10 RBIs, and just 1 strikeout. It feels like that's the formula today. You get a great start from Shane Bieber, you get Vlad Jr. being fantastic, and that's how you advance to the World Series.
Yeah, listen, this is the big thing today. When Vladdy walks up to the plate, will George Kirby intentionally walk up? Will they throw up the four fingers and give him the free base so they can defuse his bat, right? You got to disarm Vladdy in some ways. They know that. Everybody knows that. He's got 6 postseason home runs. You just read those gaudy numbers. He is feeling some sort of way. You should have seen him on the field last night. I got a front row view when Hazel May postgame asked him, are you ready for a game seven? And all he did was pause and look around at the crowd, soaked it in, and said, I was born ready. Good luck stopping Vladdy. But I will say, to your point, what the Jays do really well is they do have a lineup that has a lot of length. Ernie Clement is at the bottom of that lineup, and Ernie Clement has the second most hits on this team. He's done a fantastic job down there. Andrés Giménez, their shortstop, he's in because Bo Bichette's been injured. Andrés has had some big games in the middle of the series as well. And so what the Jays do well, along with having Vladdy and George Springer, right, and even Alejandro Kirk, who's gone off and he's the catcher, they actually have a lineup that is much more deep than the Mariners. You can trust more guys in that lineup, especially Ernie Clement. Circle Ernie Clement to do something special tonight. But it is all about Vladdy. And here's the thing, is that you paid him $500 million in the offseason. You got your face. You got the guy that kids will grow up watching and idolizing here in Canada, in Toronto. But not only that, he's been a star. You know how hard it is to be a star on the biggest stage? It's hard. That's why the postseason MVPs aren't always the guys you're as familiar with. Vladdy has become a star. He is a star, and he's proving it here on the stage.
Going through some of the storylines, getting you ready for Game 7 coming up later today. Kyle Riley didn't have a great Game 6. It seems difficult to think that Seattle wins and advances if they don't get a great performance from him tonight. Did you vote for him for American League MVP? Do you think he should win the award?
You know, it's kind of you to think that I get a vote for the MVP. If I had a vote, yes, I would vote for Kyle Riley. And you're right. Your point is right. He and Julio have been the Energizer Bunnies for the lineup. They've made them go, and they're critical. They're absolutely critical. Without them, that team doesn't go, so to speak. But yeah, he's the MVP for me. Listen, Aaron Judge had an historic season, and you're not wrong voting for Aaron Judge, but Cal Raleigh is catching a top 5 pitching staff in the league. He's hit the most home runs by a switch hitter, the most home runs by a catcher, and what he's done this postseason is come up clutch time and time and time again. Game 6 was an anomaly. He made an error. He was flat at the plate. It was uncharacteristic of the guy that he is. He didn't have one pass ball in the regular season. Not one pass ball in every single game that he caught. It didn't come until the postseason. And so Cal's their heartbeat. Cal's their guy. And they absolutely need his bat to be impactful. He's got to take competitive at-bats. And Julio as well. Julio at the top of that lineup now. He took over 2 games ago for Randy Arozarena. Julio is locked in. Expect Julio to do big things tonight. And if he doesn't, then the Jays are probably looking pretty good.
That was Danny Wexelman with MLB Network Radio on Sirius XM Channel 87, getting you ready for tonight's Game 7 between the Mariners and the Blue Jays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.